Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Have you been feeling just plain weird since 2020? Do you have the sense that something is just off, but you can't put your finger on it? Have you had some pretty strange experiences since 2020? Like putting something down, knowing where you put it down, and then coming back 5 minutes later and having it not be there, only to find it 3 or 4 days later in exactly the same place? Well, this is what Bill McKenna and I are talking about today. Really weird stuff, feeling really weird since 2020, since around COVID. Hey, great to see you, Bill.
All right. This is a really kind of a fascinating, you know, topic that is somewhat disturbing, you know. I don't know about you. I want to hear about your experience of the kickoff of, you know, 2020. I know leading up to it, I was like, man, stuff's weird. You know, people had lost their darn minds, and you know, like, kind of polarized positions. You know, we're going to extremes of what they are fighting for and what their media is really pushing a certain narrative. And that was kind of a weird kind of lead up to it, the woke thing.
Yeah, well, there was that. So in about 2017, things started to get strange. And people who were noticing those kind of things noticed little things being off, you know, like the Mandela effect started to be pretty noticeable around 2017. But when 2020 hit, that's when things went off the rails. And in my practice, my private practice, seeing people in my office, I kept hearing people say, Liz, do you think we shifted into another dimension? And these are people who don't ask those kind of questions. They're like, hey, don't think I'm crazy, but I feel like we're in another dimension. I feel like we're not in reality anymore. Do you think this is reality? And they were really asking. And I thought, you know, I always shared with them, man, it feels like that to me too. Something felt dramatically different. And I said felt because our bodies felt different. Like all of a sudden, it seemed like we were in some kind of a weird dystopian bubble that happened. And so you and I watched a video today of about, I don't know, 10 or 15 people all saying the same thing, that they all felt really, really weird and having all these experiences. And that's what prompted our conversation today, is that it's not just me or you or the people we see and talk to. It's like the globe. People feel off. They have this strange sense that we drifted into a different reality. So when COVID hit, it was so strange, everything that happened, and my logical mind couldn't put it in order. So if you would ask me, could this ever happen? I would say no, because they would never stop the flow of money. They would never close down the businesses. It would stop the flow of money. And I mean the government, right? That would never happen. And it certainly would never happen globally. Like, you would never get China to go along with that, because China's producing all the stuff for the whole rest of the world to buy, all the trinkets and junk. So when that happened, there's this feeling of, whoa, something dramatic has shifted in the ether, you know? And what's interesting is, and we'll talk about this a bit later in the second segment, that there really are a lot of prophecies about these kinds of things happening during this time. Lots of people predicted it. So I think that adds another layer of weird on top of it. So you saw a lot of people during that time too. What did you hear people saying? What kinds of strange questions were you getting around that time?
Well, I guess I'll start with my own personal experience. It really kicked off the day, and it was right around whatever that what 2020 March 13th or so, the 12th, 11th, something like that, where I was out of town. I got a call from my wife, and she was like, "You got to get home. They're shutting everything down. It's a horror." And I was like, "Oh gosh, that is not real. You know what? I'm gonna have a casual, give me some time to, get home, and I'm not gonna rush, and maybe I'd stop off and see one of my relatives, and that lives on the beach, and anyway." Turned out, my relative was like, "What? No. Don't. No, I'm sorry, I'm not accepting guests." And it's like, wow, that's not like them. And the freaking out of everybody, it felt like it was the strangest thing that you could possibly imagine. I was in, it was like a Ramada. I was staying in a Ramada because we had just completed a seminar, and you know how they have the breakfast down in the you get your hotel stay, and they give you a brunch in the morning, something to eat. And I remember being in there, and this guy, he was like a real farmer type. And he was, and I was there, and it was very weird vibe. I could just see the angst and feel people were separating, and the guy, he was like, "Everybody's down at Costco buying up all the toilet paper." And he said, "You're buying the wrong thing, son. If you don't buy the food, you're not gonna need the toilet paper. You're buying the wrong thing." And I was like, "Oh my God, there's something awfully strange about this, and it just seemed like so very, very distorted and off. And then, following up, where if you were even to mention that this doesn't sound right, uh-oh, you're gonna get canceled. You're gonna, the whole turn thing about getting canceled, it was crazy."
Well, I think that was it. I think the reaction seemed distorted. And I think distorted is kind of the right word for it. Everything felt a little distorted, like going into a house of mirrors. You remember as a kid going into the house of mirrors, and everything is just seems a little confusing. And that's what it's intended to do, is make you feel a little off kilter. You can't figure your way out. And you should be able to. It would make sense that you can figure your way out. It's a simple room that has mirrors. You should be able to go, but you can't quite get there. That was the feeling of that time that I think has continued and magnified. Everything feels a little off, and everyone's reaction seemed magnified in a way that didn't quite make sense, and logic didn't flow or follow. And I know now we're hearing some of the answers to that, some of those things that were confusing. But there were some of us, and I think you and I were a part of this group that were like, I don't know. Let's wait and see what happens, that didn't quite buy into the whole narrative. And I think there was a reason for that. We were doing this work, Cogno Movement, and we continue to. And we were updating our nervous systems daily so that we weren't really attaching to the latest crazy, because that kicked it off. But there were probably hundreds of things that in any other time we would have said, that is insane. That's nuts. That makes no sense. I was talking to my niece today about this topic because we had all watched the video and talking about a moment in time when there were Venezuelan gangs and they were, keeping people hostage in these apartment buildings. I think it was Colorado, but don't quote me on that. I think it was though.
Yeah, it was in Colorado, and then there was another one, I think, in Chicago. So there was multiple different places.
Right. And so that was just one blip of a few days of crazy. But I remember overhearing a newscaster, and somebody said, hey, what about these Venezuelan gangs? And she kind of looked around. She goes, well, it's just a handful of apartment buildings that have been taken over. We shouldn't be worried about. I'm like, what? I think I screamed at the, I don't know if it was the TV or my phone, but it was things like this that by that time, that almost seemed normal.
Yeah.
For most people. And they were justifying that. But out of that time, if it had been 2015 that we heard that, we'd be like, you're out of your mind. You're just crazy. And so I think that's adding to this sense of people have either I'm crazy or you're crazy. Someone here is not right, you know?
Yeah.
So you have this feeling of almost being in a madhouse and being a little off balance, right? Off kilter.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think part of that off kilter is that, for example, there was a time when I grew up, there were a few authorities, one of them is a judge, yes, judge, no judge, and another one was your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right?
Doctor. No doctor. Yes, yes, I will doctor. And they were the authority, and also priests, right? But those authority figures were revered in their own particular silo of what they did. And if they said it, that's true. And that's how it is. And then during that period of time, it was the shocking thing was to see the Harvard, Stanford trained doctors. These are people who have dedicated their lives and they're published researchers and it's not like, well, they went to university in a third world country and got their degree. It wasn't like they, some way to buy your way in. No, these are the, Ivy League top notch, and they spent their lives, in the particular field of interest, researching and helping people, and then to have them like completely dismissed and canceled. And when they come out and they said, hey, you know what? I think that this over here, this medication may help, or this process or the process that we have in place doesn't really work scientifically, in our experience. Oh my God, the response to them and having them lose their licenses. And that was like, huh, that's strange, and then on top of it was seeing, the effects where, there's a lot of people that are very high level in the military. You've got your elites, right? Your pilots that have made it into actually flying the, F-22 or the F-18 or whatever. And those are the guys of the badasses. You know, they're smart, they're strong, they're skilled, they're just the best of the best. You know, to get into a program like that, oh my God, you're a badass. And same things with any of the teams, SEAL teams or you know, Delta or Force or whoever. But to see them get these shots and make it mandatory, and they got harassed, you know, like, you're gonna do it. And they're and you know, and then to have them actually neurologically hurt. You know, there was a lot of guys that started having these neurological reactions. And it was so ironic to me. It was like, you do know that it's millions of dollars to put one of these guys through a program to fly your, you know, hundreds of millions dollar, you know, piece of equipment, and you're risking, you're damaging. It was like almost, it was crazy to me. It was almost like, my gosh, it's actually a different country that's doing this to us. It's like a war that's going on that's somehow tearing us down from the inside. It was, you know, my brain is like, what? It doesn't make sense, you know.
And I think that was it. I think that was the feeling. There were so many things coming from so many directions that didn't make normal sense, especially what you were saying about like we could trust the news, right? Do you remember one of the newscasters got fired because something that he said was not vetted, was not right, or was a lie? Do you remember, was it Dan Rather that got fired? Was one of those. And then all of a sudden, our news. It didn't have to be true. It didn't have to be vetted. It
It
could
was
be
just
they just said whatever. And so the things you're talking about, you know, with all of that that happened with a vaccine or not vaccine, or the doctors who invented mRNA said don't use it for that purpose, and then we used it for that purpose. And I think people feel so off kilter that that is that sense of, did we just go through a portal, and is this a different reality? All right, let's take our first break. We'll hear from our sponsors. One of them is us. And if you are one of the people that are feeling very off kilter, like you can't quite get your balance back since this 2021 period, and you're feeling off and like you can't quite think clearly, there's a fog. Cogna Movement is the solution. It is a nervous system upgrade. Visit us at cognomovement.com/essentials and get started right away. You're going to start feeling better almost immediately. And now let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. We are talking about this weird sense of offness that people have experienced since about the 2021 period. And in this, there's this video. It's a compilation of all kinds of people from around the world talking about how weird they feel and some of the strange things that have happened to them, you know, like losing things or having brain fog or having this sensation that we've just shifted reality. And one of the videos, the woman says that the frequency changed in 2020. And I would agree with that, that it may have even been a little bit before that, but there were many frequency changes. And, you know, some of them seem like a conspiracy theory and some of them are just hard science, but science that most people have no idea about. So one of them is right around that time, 5G was introduced, right?
Yeah.
5G. And there were lots of people going crazy about 5G and it was going to ruin your brain. And I was not one of those people who thought that was true. I thought, oh, come on. We're just, you know, it's just the next level of phone service. You know, they installed them in our houses, 5G, here and around the United States to, instead of having somebody come and check your meter for how much power you used, they installed a 5G transmitter from our houses. Well, I'm like, okay, that makes sense, right? Instead of having somebody come out and open the thing and check the meter, that it would be electronic. Like, come on, we're in the 21st century. But in hindsight, could that have been part of what changed? So around that time, and here's one of these weird things. Many of us started to think that our phones could hear us talking, which we now know is true, without us, you know, saying, hey, Siri, you know, or hey, Google.
And it was used for advertising purposes. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, there was that. But then others of us, including myself, was like, that thing's reading my mind. So I'll tell you my story. I was standing in front of my mirror and I had COVID in 2021. And it was a mess. It was a real stressful time. But of a lot of us women that I knew, and some of our, even our own practitioners across the country, we lost a lot of our hair. And some people that I knew lost enough that, you know, it was two-thirds of their hair was gone. They were having to wear wigs or hats. My one personal friend had hair down to her waist and almost had to shave her head. Like you were having chemotherapy. And this was after having had COVID. So I didn't lose that much, but I did lose some hair. And I was noticing in the front, like, man, my hair felt thin. And in my own mirror, in my own bathroom, you know, my phone's always right there. You know, I listen to a book or a video or something. And I thought, I'd seen an ad that J-Lo had about hair thinning. And there was a medicine she was using. And I'm thinking, what is that medicine? Is it minoxidil? I think that's what it's called. In my own mind, obviously I'm not going to say this out loud to myself. When I reached for my phone and opened it, there was an ad for minoxidil. And I'm like, they're listening to my thoughts. And on this video, people were saying the same thing. They really feel like the phone is listening to their thoughts. Did you have an experience too?
Well, we should talk about that lady, but I did. I had an experience too. And you know, I found this is very unusual. I I somehow started thinking, this is how random this is. I just thought about dump trucks. Now, dump trucks, you know, the type of trucks that have, I have two stories. One of them is the cement trucks with the rotating big barrel on the back. And I thought, you know, I wonder what happens if the thing stops moving, or or if it dries out. Well, that's one hell of a thing to get the cement out of there. You know, it was an incredibly random thought.
Yeah, like what if it broke down and
if it broke down and all of a sudden, you know, you got yourself a big problem there. And anyway, next thing you know, YouTube, cement trucks, you know, how to get the cement out of your cement truck, you know, like dried up cement. And anyway, now I know all about that, but
that is random. Like, that's super random.
It's so random because everybody knows I don't do anything really construction wise. I'm not, you know, that's not my wheelhouse. And another one was I thought to myself about orange trees. Again, I'm thinking orange trees, and how to make orange trees produce more, whatever. And I'm not a farmer. I'm not a farmer. I didn't talk to anybody about this. This is a thought. All kinds of advertisements for, you know, farming, specifically around all the things for orange trees.
Yeah.
So if you were to, you know, put the odds on that, you know, I have really kind of limited subjects still, you know, I have some, you know, that you could predict it. I mean, if I gave Liz a blank piece of paper, you would probably predict, you know, of the top 10 things. I mean, I know that you could just say, okay, well, you know, he's interested in this, 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 and this, you know, and, you know, it's so easy to predict me. But orange trees, if you had I gave you, you know, 10,000 selections, or dump trucks with cement, trucks, you know, it wouldn't show up in 10,000. You know, the odds are astronomical against it. So, but the other lady was very interesting, you know, on that video.
About the kid's chair?
Yeah. So this is an ordinary housewife. Got a kid, kid's a gamer, and she didn't say anything. She's happens to be in his room for some reason, looks over at the chair. She just looks at it and thinks, oh, that chair is kind of jacked up. You know, I wonder if, you know, maybe I'd get him another one. And she just doesn't say anything, just thinks it. Boom. Add two advertisements for gamers' chairs show up.
You know that I had that exact same thing happen to me. I think it was last year, might have been last year, around Christmas time. My son, you know, has one of those chairs. I just had randomly gone in his room for something and realized his chair was gross. And I thought to myself, because there's nobody around, you know, oh, well, maybe that's a thing we should get. Right? Now, here is the weirdest part of this. Not only did I get the advertisements, but my husband did, because later on that day, he messaged me like, hey, why don't we get a chair? I just got a bunch of advertisements for it. It's a good idea. I'm like, what the actual beep? Right? Okay, so here's a conspiracy theory. Like, could it be that what 5G did was allowed a signal that does pick up our brainwaves, because our brainwaves, our thoughts, are always accompanied, you know, by some kind of an emotion. You know, even that wouldn't seem like a big emotion, like, oh, that's a good idea. You have this little uptick of adrenaline, like, oh yeah, why don't I do that, right? Plus the electromagnetic signal that we know that the thought shares with the body. So it's electromagnetic, hormonal, and chemical. Really, all something would have to do is be the right receiver for it.
Well, actually, here's the cool thing, is there's two pieces of evidence that go in both directions on this one. And this is absolutely mind-blowing. And the first piece of evidence of the existence of being able to read was the sixth man to walk on the moon, the founder of the international IONS.
IONS.
What's his name? Mitchell. Edgar Mitchell.
Edgar Mitchell.
So Edgar Mitchell, I saw his interview, the last interview he did before he died. And in that interview, he was in his living room and he was talking to a kid doing the interview. And Edgar Mitchell said, you know, all of your experiences are in the field that surrounds you. And we have the technology now to read all of it. We can read every experience you've ever had. And I rewound that thing like five times. I was like, oh my God, I can't even believe it. My biggest regret is not downloading it, because sure enough, you know, it got deleted. But I was absolutely in shock that he admitted it, and that, you know, to know that truth. He was very matter of fact. If you watch Edgar Mitchell's interviews, very matter of fact. But the other thing is the opposite. Now, you just said, Liz, that, you know, those thoughts have a frequency. You know, those thoughts have frequency. Well, this technology of your thought being a frequency is has been broken a long time ago, or, you know, utilized a long time ago. There was a the Gulf War, right? Desert Storm. And I don't know, whoever, people that are old enough to remember this, that when we went into Iraq, that they said that they were surrendering so fast that they couldn't even process them. But they were just laying down their arms. The Iraqis were straight up just, I surrender. Now, the significance of this is that these are battle-hardened troops. You know, you're talking about people that have been in battle for, you know, a long time, and they straight up just surrendered. Now, the interesting thing is that turns out that there's some technology. And what we did was we used this FM transceiver, a radio station, and it broadcast the frequency of despair.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a your despair, your feelings of that have a certain hertz, and it's very low. And by the way, all the technology that is out there to detect very low hertz, between, you know, like 0 and 7 hertz or something like that, you can't buy it anymore. You can't get detectors for that anymore. It's called VLF, very low frequency.
Yeah. And, you know, actually, they found that that frequency sometimes could be made by pipes or water running under a property. And so in those places, people would feel like there was something real spooky or real off, you know, and then have the idea that they were seeing ghosts or it was an evil place, where all it really was that frequency. And so thus the need for those detectors that aren't available anymore. Because now that frequency may be being broadcast, maybe all the time, maybe from these phones, who knows, right? That could be a reason that we're all feeling a little off and like something's weird.
Well, you know, that was strictly for military use, but they were able, there's a company on the East Coast, they were able to figure this out. And they contracted, this is all public information that they were, and the president of the company was bragging about their success in Iraq, this remote influence through frequency. And he was like, we just did stellar work. Well, you know, my guess has always been, you know, ever since that, you know, when, you know, I found out, you know, about this, is like, do you think that they just magically stopped? You know, like after that, it was like, no, oh my God, this is, we did our best over there in Iraq, but we probably won't use that again.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Or anywhere else, you know, that they want a particular thing. And the thing is, that is very interesting about this is, what if you were to use that? And by the way, we know that every different feeling, from that despair feeling to fear, all of these frequencies, these feelings have a frequency. So imagine if you could tune in to any one of them. You name it. You maybe it's anger.
Yeah. Like,
do you want to have a riot? Turn that little knob right on up.
100%.
100%. You know, and if you're, let's say, in another country and you want to overthrow a government, you know, or there's so many uses.
100% true. Yeah, actually, we need to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. Again, one of them is us. If you're listening to UK Health Radio, you may hear our ad now. But if you're interested in this whole idea that your thoughts are outside of your head and in your field, and you want to be able to know how to access and change them, we actually have a program for that. It is called Cogno Quantum, and you can get it right now at cognomovement.com/quantum bundle. With that, you can do both things. You can change your frequency back up to a state where you're not susceptible to so much of this, and you can find out how to clear that field and actually manifest a little bit with it. So check that out, cognomovement.com/quantum bundle. And now let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A CogniMovement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. We are talking about weird stuff that's making us feel weird. We're all feeling a little off, like we went through a time portal. That's another thing, Bill. This whole idea that time is not flowing right, you know? And those signals that you were talking about in the last segment, that could be responsible for that too. That time just does not feel like it's flowing normally. And people are talking about how even the days seem like it's Monday and then all of a sudden it's Friday and where did the middle of the week go? Or people forgetting whole days. You know, everybody's having this weird sense of time. Have you experienced that too?
Yeah. Time is a really interesting one. Again, you know, when we were growing up, there's 60 minutes in an hour and, you know, 12 hours, you know, times two in a day, 12 with the sun up, 12 with sundown, you know, or whatever, just something like that. It varies, but, you know, we had very fixed laws around time. Time was not malleable. But as it turns out, you know, there's a bunch of scientific research that has shown that time actually is malleable. And we know this from some of our own research,
that in fact
has been the case. This whole topic kind of is the odd Mandela effects that we're having, it's really interlaced with that. Reality has become much more malleable, and that malleability is not just us but the collective.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten weird with the collective.
Yeah, and now that you're saying that, there is something else I really want to make sure we have time to talk about, that during this 2020 period and just before, we moved into a thing called the solar maximum. Our sun, its poles flip every so often. It's generally around every 11 years or so, but give or take, it happens when it happens. And we moved into what's called solar maximum. And that means that the sun gets very active as the poles start to meet about the equator. So halfway through its flip, and it starts to throw plasma at the Earth. It starts to have big M-class and X-class solar flares. And that sends energy towards the Earth when it's directed at the Earth. And then our system gets very active. Our whole ionosphere gets very active and energized. Well, that has a real effect on our own planet. So there's a thing called the Schumann resonance. The, you know, atomic time was set to this resonance. And I don't remember exactly the resonance, but somewhere in the 7 point something.
For millennia, you know, as long as they've ever measured it, it was a very consistent 7.8 hertz. Yeah. And so it's a very, very low frequency, but what happened is that this frequency, which was extremely consistent, all of a sudden, you know, after in the 80s, there was a little jump, and then now it's jumping all over the place. Like around, it went from 1987, it was consistent 7.8 hertz before that, and then it started slowly 7.9 or so, and it was a very slow creep. In 2012 or so, you know, it was starting to get towards, maybe 9 hertz or something like that, and 10. Now it's jumping radically. It'll be up at 30 hertz, or, 130 hertz,
yeah,
down to 80 hertz,
yeah.
And it is all over the place. And this is, why is this important? These are actual real measurable frequencies. You can see it on the internet any day of the week. And those frequencies are affecting us, and they're jumping all over the place.
Well, our bodies were used to that vibration. Each one of our cells was also tuned to that vibration. Every cell on the planet, everything tuned to that vibration. That's how we exist. So you change the frequency of that vibration, and we're going to feel it. It's going to feel weird. And so the Schumann resonance is interesting. So I remember in 2020, strangely, the first time it jumped up to 60 hertz in a single area. So it's not the whole planet at the same time. It's single areas. The Schumann resonance is exaggerated, which is weird too, because it used to be the whole globe resonated at a certain place. So now, you'll have this big Schumann resonance shift. And then geoscientists, they can predict earthquakes now and volcanic eruptions based on these huge electromagnetic changes in the earth and also in the ionosphere at the same time, which have become completely unstable and irregular. So if we don't think that we are impacted by that, especially if you're in one of those areas where that's happening in the moment, you just don't understand how vibration works. Like, stand on a vibration plate, they're popular now, and you feel the earth shake, right? This is very, very subtle. And it's not just the planet, it's actually our atmosphere around us. So everything does tend to have this sense of time shifting, reality changing. What we see, what we taste, what we smell, it all feels different and off. One of the things that someone said in that video that we watched is that things taste different. Like during COVID, a lot of people lost their sense of taste. But even people who didn't are saying food tastes different. It doesn't have the same kind of flavor. There's not as much flavor. They're having to eat more, to get flavor of things. That's one of those kind of resonance things that we don't think about. So there's real evidence for lots of things being off just in that one area. And then you add on maybe 5G, and then you add on possible sound interference. We all carry these little things with us. Who's to say that it's not, sending some kind of a subsonic signal that is making us feel funky? There's 1,000 different reasons that we're all feeling off. And then you mentioned the Mandela effect, which is things like Fruit of the Loom. We all remember it having a cornucopia, but now the company says, no, it didn't. We all remember the guy with the monocle, but there was never a monocle. Like,
do you know the latest one I just heard? What do they call the biggest train station in New York?
Central Station.
What? I'm sorry.
Central Station, Grand Central Station, right?
No, that's Grand Central Terminal. It was never Grand Central Station.
No way. Terminal wasn't even a thing. We didn't use the word terminal.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It is now Grand Central Terminal. It is no longer Grand Central Station.
I get that if they changed it, but has it always been Grand Central Terminal? They're claiming it
always.
Was.
It's always been.
No.
I know. There you go. And this is a good example of how it feels. It so sucks, because you're like, that is absolute ludicrous. Everybody knows it's Grand Central Station.
And that's the thing. It's things that we all collectively know, and then it's changed, and then you're told it was never that way. And it's a bit crazy making. And that's another one of my conspiracy theories, that maybe all of this, everything that happened since 2020, is meant to destabilize what we think reality is. It was this way, no, it's that way. It was this way, no, it's that way. So,
or maybe it's actually that everybody was right. All those people you talked to were right. We clicked over into just another timeline, another dimension.
Yeah.
We all felt it, you know, so these type of things, you know, Grand Central Terminal, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're just at the end of our episode. So I just want to offer a little help and a little support. In the work that Bill and I do, it's about the nervous system. And our nervous systems have a vibration as well. And to meet the changing vibration in our ionosphere, whether it's from our phones or whatever the frequency is, you also have to upgrade your own electrical, hormonal, and chemical system, your nervous system. And the work that we do does exactly that. It targets the nervous system and allows for it to upgrade in vibration, in consciousness and awareness, and it allows you to be in control of those feelings. Like everybody who practices this work, we feel it too. But what we do is we meet that and then tune our own nervous system to a place where we're back to feeling our whole selves. Like we're back to feeling in control of our own thoughts, in control of our own bodies, and in the more control of our own environment. Now, this has to be done almost every day now, but just a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, reorganizes the way the nervous system is functioning. And it's not a victim of everything external anymore. And it really helps us to be able to see what else is going on. Next week, we're going to talk about PSYOP, psychological operations, which I think flows right into this. And it's also, you can use this for a way to really not be victim of psychological operations so much. So maybe all this that we're talking about is a PSYOP. We'll vet that out next week.
Very interesting. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Until next week, be safe and be well. And notice the weird. Get back to us. Write us an email. Let us know what weird thing happens to you. And maybe we'll add it to our next episode. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.